the balls licking scenario.
Ed, you lost me like four sentences ago. Like, what?
I'm big on Reddit.
Hello and welcome. We are back from theballerlifestyle.com. It's the Baller Lifestyle Podcast, episode 268. Thank you for joining the show. I am joined now, as I am each and every week, by Mr. Ed Daly. Ed, what is up?
Everything's good. I've got a few things last minute that popped up on my feed that I would like to discuss. First
NBA
of all,
draft?
But first, no, I mean fucking oh. Knicks.
Oh, Knicks.
So close. Third pick. No. First of all, we should always recognize, like last week when we recognized the great Larry Flash Jenkins.
Wow, Tim Conway.
Let's be honest. Those dwarf things were very fun.
He probably left a nice big inheritance to his family off those dwarf videos, though, I'll be honest.
You know, I had one kid that I was friends with had like Dwarf on Golf, and he would be like, "Hey, let's watch Dwarf on Golf." And it would just happen again and again.
It's just the one joke.
It ruined the friendship. Yeah. I mean, how can you hang out with somebody who really likes Dwarf on Golf? But RIP, this wasn't last minute, but RIP to the great Harold Letterman. Okay, Jim. I loved Harold Letterman. Did not play nice. He had his opinions. Yeah. He would shit on judges who had poor opinions. Yep. He was mostly right.
Yeah.
Okay, Jim. I just don't see. He was great. I don't see how he's getting any points in this fight.
Yeah. HBO boxing was, and now no one's ever, it's never going to be the same, but it was such an event because it was so well produced. The fights weren't always great, but
yeah, it was well produced.
Yeah, you had Lampley there, who's just the fucking best in the world at calling a fight.
Very smooth. Yeah. Very smooth.
Very just which so good.
Went against type that New Year's Eve where he like was like, he's the only person in history to be smoking weed and getting violent. Didn't he like beat up his girlfriend? They found like a shitload of weed on him.
Yeah, I mean, it was a while back, but yeah, there was some, he had some issues. He had a domestic situation. I don't know that he really.
But it was while he was smoking weed.
I know. He was smoking weed and drinking vodka.
Yeah. And, oh, the vodka.
And also, she was a Miss USA.
He's a good looking dude.
He's a good looking dude. But those Miss USAs are like 5'10", 5'11". And I've never met Jim Lampley, but I know people that have. And they say he's an honest 5'4", maybe 5'5".
I remember when I realized how small he was when he was standing next to the cantankerous Larry Merchant.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, wait a second. I know Merchant's tiny, but Lampley is not taller than him. What's going on here?
And when he would stand next to somebody tall, like Lennox Lewis or something, he would have to stand on a box or something. And so you'd get thrown off because you'd see his whole upper body and part of his legs. And it would just be Lennox Lewis's torso and above. Letterman made those things because he was down there in the trenches. It always sounded like he was in a foxhole. He's like, I got a 115, 113. Lennox Lewis and the VC shell in the front. We're all in our foxhole. Like it was very intense.
Yeah, it was great. It was I loved him. Yeah, I mean, you want somebody excited about what they're doing, and like when you're watching the big event, it was cool. I always liked him. RIP to a legend. I have a couple of this story just popped up, and I thought it was hilarious. Hilarious because of course, Terry Bradshaw apologizes for offensive comments about Ken Jeong.
Oh no!
you know. I mean, that's the thing. They have these upfronts where they're promoting, you know, whatever the whatever the fall. Yeah. I think it's to advertisers. This is the fall programming.
These are the shows.
And so they bring they bring Terry Bradshaw out there, which I mean he played before I was, you know, he played I think he retired when I was one or what, you know, whatever.
He played in the early 70s.
But he was known as a real dumbbell. Like he was he was
Louisiana.
Moron.
Louisiana
yeah,
Tech.
Like real stupid. Yeah, real stupid guy who was just a winner. Yeah. So he's talking about I guess he was on that. He was one of the masked singers in the Masked Singer show.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. So he goes, when he's talking about it, he goes, Bradshaw stated that he was, quote, kicked off by Alan Thicke and that little short guy from Japan.
That's not even that bad. Well, Alan Thicke's dead.
No, I mean, everybody knows Ken Jeong is Korean.
Yeah.
But he, you know, it's just – but what were you expecting? What would be the better – what would be the better like, what are the best results of getting Terry Bradshaw speaking to advertisers?
I mean – he shouldn't have to apologize for that. I mean, it's he's a big dummy. He meant nothing by it. Like,
I just think it's funny. I think it's funny. Oh, yeah, I know. It's you got. I mean, the fact that he said Japan is actually like shows that he's moderately intelligent because he might have. China. I mean, he might have said Mexico. Like, he's really dumb.
Yeah, he's super dumb. He's probably got CTE.
At least he got the continent.
Yeah, he probably feels like a big dummy now. Leave Terry alone. He's getting pretty old too. I don't watch like the Fox pregame or anything, but I mean, he's got to be close to 70, right? How fucking old is Terry Bradshaw? Let's look. Terry,
let's say he retired. I'm going to say he's 66.
Yeah, I was going to guess that. 66. Terry Bradshaw, September 2nd, 1948. 70 years 70. Old. Yeah, I'll be 71 this year. So give him a break. I mean, yeah, I guess he's got to apologize and say sorry, but I'm sure Ken
Jeong. You know who should apologize is the network. Why are you bringing the guy to speak unscripted about anything but football?
Usually they have like their signature, like ABC will have Jimmy Kimmel there and CBS will have Colbert, and it's usually a comedian that's like their signature host. I guess Fox doesn't have that.
Brings him out, but he's only funny because he's stupid. Like he's not intentionally funny. He's just really dumb.
Yeah.
But the most disturbing story that I read today, this was, you know, somebody sent it to me. It's NBC Boston has the headline. Boston accent ranked second sexiest in America service.
Oh, shut up. I
what study is this? What?
No, it's the worst accent. I tagged
Mark. Hey, Mark.
I tagged a world's sexiest accent story to maybe discuss later. And I don't know if – I think that's just the world. It doesn't have Boston on there. No, Boston is the worst. So
it's the worst.
Boston followed by that like Chicago, Wisconsin thing that people have. That's pretty bad. But Boston's by far the worst accent
Mac,
we have.
Hey, Mac. What's the Sox? Yeah. The worst. Yeah, I mean, sexy. What? Who made this study? Yeah. I was trying to find it. I couldn't find – who, and it's all, it's real shitty because they said, you know, they rank 50th. So the 50th and 49th are Long Islander and New Jersey, but like number three is New York.
Yeah.
New York is, I mean, if you have an accent, like maybe I say a couple of things weird, but for the most part, I don't really have an accent. Yeah. I'm from New Jersey. But if you have a New York accent, it's not that much different from a Long Island accent. Right. So one can't be the third sexiest and one the least sexiest. It's the same thing.
Maybe Boston ranks so high because so many of the respondents, it was the last thing they heard right before they faded out and got date raped, that they were like, that it's just imprinted on them.
Hey, Tommy. Yeah. Hey, Tommy. She's
Tommy. Tommy, you take a turn. You take a turn, Tommy. Sully.
Hey, Tommy, she looks like she's closing her eyes. Anyway, that was a very disturbing headline. I don't like to see something so disturbing, but I felt I should share.
Speaking of disturbing headlines, we found out this week after an exhaustive search that my alma mater, Long Beach State, Cal State Long Beach, the Dirtbags, we've had to change our nickname. We were called the 49ers. See, the school, and I won't bore you with this, but the school opened in 1949. And so they took from that, because the gold rush started 100 years earlier, 1849. So they were called the 49ers. Yeah, yeah. And then we had a prospector mascot. And the prospector, apparently, symbol of oppression. It's many people were triggered by the prospector.
I mean, I fully recognize prospectors were terrible for natives, but guess who else was terrible? Every goddamn white person.
Yeah, anybody with white skin. Yeah.
Like America, unless we're talking about Native Americans, the American Indians, everyone fucking ruined what was here.
Yeah.
Our entire history is a shame on like what we've done. Like there's no the prospectors were just as bad as every fucking person who's here who's white.
Yeah. And it wasn't, I mean, you gotta put yourself in the frame of mind of what was happening at the time. It was a very different time, but that's not the point. So additionally, we had to get rid of Prospector Pete, the mascot. And then for some reason we couldn't be called the 49ers anymore, even without Prospector Pete being involved.
Because you can't even recognize the year,
I guess. So they've changed. And after an exhaustive search, they came up with the Long Beach State Sharks.
Sharks?
Sharks.
I mean, they just borrowed it from like a local high school. I mean, that's the most boring.
It's so weak.
It's only so thing pedestrian. Worse would be like Eagles or Bulldogs.
It's so lame. I put the story up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/theballerlifestyle. And the logo that they chose, where they had like this, it just looks so cheap and shitty, and it's so embarrassing.
Does it look like Any Given Sunday Sharks?
It's worse. No, it's like a pencil outline, and the A and beach is the dorsal fin. It's so bad. It's just everything about it is so bad, and it reeks of bad leadership and chicken shitism and just everything that sucks. I'm really, really embarrassed.
Pretty generic.
Yeah, and disappointed by my alma mater, Long Beach State. And so stop calling me and asking for money. And they call me and it's some Indian guy. There's nothing wrong with being Indian, obviously, but it's like a call center. And he's like, oh yeah, I'm just here studying at the, and he'll like near the, in the quad. And we're just working.
Yeah. I'm like, I saw Slumdog Millionaire where you have the checklist of the, like the bullet points.
Yeah. Ah, so anyway, that's it. Anything else, Ed?
Oh, I do want to point out, it was brought up somewhere this week on Twitter about the Reddit, and I went on there. I hadn't looked in a while.
Oh,
just,
no.
It's just not that I'm opposed to it.
Yeah, you just don't get it.
I've said it. I just, you know, there's only so many things I can keep track of in life.
Yeah.
And I looked at it today.
Yeah.
My God.
Are they hating on me?
No. What nice people.
Oh, they're nice.
Like, this is the most positivity on on the internet.
Yeah, they're great.
The contributors, I mean, like, what nice people. I felt, like, good about myself after reading.
Yeah.
Like, it's really, like, nice people who enjoy listening to something and not shitting on it. I mean, I can't say enough good things from my perspective of reading it, because it was just nice.
I haven't been on it in a while. I feel but like I'm kind of cheating.
I haven't, like, looked in the internet and, like, looked at anything, whether it's sports or, you know, politics or whatever. Like, usually you're bummed out after you read something. I read it. I was like, man, they're all nice there. Everybody's great. I'm a big fan of the Reddit page.
Yeah, me too. TBLS_podcast on Reddit. You got to do the R. I'm not really sure how to search things.
That's what took me the longest time to even go on this page, because I could not. Then you sent me the link, and now when I type it into my search bar, it fills in the rest.
Oh yeah, that's good. That's good. Yeah,
because
I'm not sure if you do the little R thing. You have to put the R in.
I think maybe because one time I just went onto reddit.com and tried searching for TBLS, and it took me down a real dark rabbit hole.
But then say I'm on Reddit and say maybe I'm looking for some stuff like that. I feel like it doesn't show that to me when that's all I want to see. But
TBLS probably stood for like the balls licking scenario or something. Like, you know, it was something bad when I tried to search for it. Whatever. It was definitely not the baller lifestyle. But anyway, thanks you guys. It was very nice.
Amazing. Yeah, they really, you know who's popular over there on that the balls looking scenario _ podcast.
Fancy one.
Oh yeah, they love old fancy over there.
The fancy one.
They really like, wanted to come in there and mix it up.
Yeah, as positive as it is, I do feel like we might get the anthrax shipment so she can just have her own show.
Totally. 100%. But just think how little effort and interest she has in doing the show when she's forced to do it with us. Imagine if she had to do it herself. It'd be like once every 5 years if she remembered. Okay, let's do a voicemail.
Yeah. Intro music, I said?
Yeah. I had the volume down.
He's so easy to hate. Your time he likes to waste. His calls are far from great. His calls are far from great. He's such a stupid fuck. He seems down on his luck. His voicemails really suck. His voicemails really suck. No one's enjoying him. He's so annoying. Plus so fucking boring and worthless, but he's got nothing else to do. And he's even worse than Ish. His thoughts are useless shit. He's fat and got big tits. He's Manuel in Gardenia.
Manuel didn't call in this week, which is a bummer because I have a lot of goodwill towards Manuel for mentioning the show on local radio. I've heard him calling into that local radio kind of a lot. And, you know, local radio, they don't let you talk for 3 minutes. So he gets in there, he punches up, he gets the fuck out. He says some important shit on there. I like Manuel on the radio. But we do have another voicemail. And this is from a voice. This is what these people do. They call, they leave a voicemail, and then they tweet me and say, don't play the voicemail. And I just kind of skim. I haven't listened to this, but I'm just kind of skimming the content. And it seems like some stuff we might want to talk about. So I'm just going to play it.
All right, Brian, I'm going to try and keep it short. Dave in Salt Lake, what's up, guys? And Kate, been meaning to call for a while. Glad I finally did. Had to weigh in on two things. I always take your advice on the show. Love it. You guys know it.
That's right. You hear that? We give good advice here. Take our advice.
Yeah.
And things are going to work out for you. That's for sure.
But two mistakes I did make.
Yeah.
I was just saying, he seems to be getting right to it. This seems like a good call.
It goes quite a while, so we'll have to see.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Googling, number one, Peyronie's disease. And I should have listened to Ed after seeing about 40 crooked cocks. That was enough. And
it hurts.
Still recovering from that. But to our fellow listener that's dealing with that,
Chuck.
Godspeed, because that looks incredibly painful.
Yeah, I don't want to – our man Snowjet sent us an email saying he was dealing with treatment for Peyronie's disease, and he was like, if anybody else is dealing with this, I'll answer any questions. He was just like trying to do a service because I think a lot of people in that situation are scared to go get the treatment because it's what it involves. And so Snowjet, I did appreciate that voicemail, and I don't mean to make light of your situation. I thought that was very brave of you to bring up on the show. And it's especially because it's something I knew nothing about. And I imagine most of our listeners didn't, right, Ed?
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Also, Lair the Sex Doll should not have looked. At first I was like,
yeah, again, we told you not to look.
Yeah. And it's not Laird, it's Liam. The sex doll. Liam the sex doll.
His name was the least important detail of Go. I still am haunted by those images.
Yeah, that was super disturbing. Like, Because he's so, like, all of him is so fey. Like, he's just this little twink. And
I was incorrectly saying Peggy Fleming. It was Dorothy Hamill. I knew it was a U.S. figure skater. Yeah. With the haircut.
Yeah. He's, like, Liam is so fey. He's this, like, slight little racially ambiguous guy with a girl's haircut and just – everything about him is so not sexy. And then he's just got this huge, threatening meat stick between his legs.
Like down to the knees.
Yeah, I mean, just a real straight up hog. Like just a massive one. It's just
real thick.
Whole thing. Liam, the sex doll, is extremely disturbing.
Well, Ed was right. Peggy Fleming. Kind of vibe going with the hair. Detachable penis was incredibly disturbing. The whole thing, Lair is incredibly disturbing, but the dong.
Yes.
10-inch freaking dong. Agreed. Are you kidding me? To the freaking knees. I felt like half a man. So not sure I should have checked out Lair of the Sex Doll.
I felt also, like 30%
I had to show my girlfriend. She got home from work. She was in bed. And I'm like, hey, check this out. She's like, oh, God, that's disgusting. And I'm like, check it out. She's like, oh, no. What the hell is that? Where'd you get that? I'm like, from the podcast that I like, the one that I told you about.
Yeah.
And
yeah. Like, Michelle, I showed it to her, too.
Oh, yeah. And how, she's like, oh, where do I order?
She was like, I mean, I think I told her the scenario. She's like, yeah, the relationship's over. You can't. You can't come back from that one.
Well, and also there's for those of you that didn't listen, the origins of Liam, the sex doll, came from an emailer, Kennard in Kansas, who said his buddy came home. Yeah. His buddy came home and his wife was just fucking riding Liam, like ride him cowboy. And then we're like, oh, that's kind of disturbing. And then he sent the picture of the link to the thing. And we're like, holy fuck. You got to get off however you get off. But there's got to be something happening mentally if this is what you need.
Yeah, because there are ways. And also just from a normal couples thing. I mean, I guess if you have ridiculous money, you don't discuss this. But
yeah,
you don't make four-figure purchases without discussing.
No. No.
Like nothing. I can't think of one thing that is four figures.
No.
That you wouldn't even bring up. That's weird. That's a big purchase.
Yeah, 100%. Totally agree.
TVs, long story short, and about 20 minutes later, I look over and I'm like, what are you looking at? She was nothing. I look at her phone and I'm like, what are you looking at?
Oh my God.
She's freaking looking at Lair.
My God, Liam.
What in the fuck? I'm like, what? I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Something was disgusting.
Oh my God.
And I know that dong was right on her phone, too.
Yeah.
So
now instead of coming home and
looking forward to seeing my dog get all excited to see me from work, I can expect a giant box from Taiwan or China probably. Possibly moving out of this house, this beautiful house. So, two mistakes I made from you guys.
Unbelievable.
I did it at my own.
You might be
peril.
In trouble, buddy.
One last thing, guys. You rub and tug. That's not really my deal.
Rub and tug.
In Mexico.
Yeah.
And
oh, that's right. So, David sent us an email. He was in Cozumel and he asked.
He was asking about guys swimming with their t-shirts on, right?
Yeah, and is it cool to get jacked off? Is it cheating if you get jacked off by a masseuse? And the answer is a definitive no.
You know, when you get a half-hour massage, especially a table massage, Swedish massage with the oil, you feel great afterwards.
Say it's
relaxed,
slow. Yeah.
You sleep awesome.
Oh, I love it.
And
I put a few I'm just loose. I can't
and
get
a massage. Like, wow.
Because you can't relax.
I'm ticklish. So yeah, the only massage I've ever liked in my life are the elbow to the back, like just really.
I need that. I got a bad shoulder.
But those I like because there's not like the kind of soft touching because I just like – I'm ticklish. I just would laugh from that. But if somebody's jamming an elbow on my back, I can like that, like working out.
I have a hard time when they rub my feet because I'm very ticklish on my feet. So that I have to kind of grit it through that. But I like a nice massage.
wow, I feel amazing. So I think the tug part of it is just it's the cherry on top. Well, what's better to walk away from than, you know, release a, you know, so
yeah.
That's where I think that comes into play. I didn't really go that route, but I think my friend did. So it's not something that I go after, but.
Oh, he ran out of time. Well, hey, David.
Yeah, we're not judging. We're not judging.
And your friend can get jacked off, and you can get jacked off if you want. And your wife wants your girlfriend wants a piece of Liam, the sex doll. You can.
I can't help you with.
Well, I mean, if she just – here's the thing. It wouldn't be weird if they just had like a dildo. And I mean, yeah, it was
but
massive.
That's the thing.
It was massive.
Yeah. It would be a big fucking dildo. Maybe she just wants – maybe she Googled like, how do I just buy the detachable dong?
Right. Where do I get that? That seems – because that's fine. It's when you get the whole body.
The whole body. Yeah. That's very odd.
Yeah, because even
– and where do you store that? I mean, I don't know. Again, if you have a mansion –
how do you hide it?
But where – I don't have that kind of storage in my house. No, a 5'4" man?
Yeah. No one.
Or twins?
And he's got to be heavy. I think it said he was like 70, 80 pounds or something.
No, yeah. I think he's at least 80 pounds.
And it's probably more if you opt for the extra large feet option.
But you don't like jam that into like an area of the closet with like old shoes.
No.
Oh, wait. Hey, what's in your closet?
You'd have to go under the bed, I think. Right.
But I think he's a little too big. I mean, that dong.
Yeah.
I don't know if that dong fits.
Well, it comes off.
You would have to detach the dong to get it under, but also only he'd fit under the bed only if you chose the small foot option. Remember, he could have big ass feet too.
Yeah, the big ass feet would definitely not work. Okay, quick email. Oh, this is a comment from the website Baller Nation. This guy's not talking to us, Ed. He's talking to the listeners. Baller Nation. Don't overlook this Peyronie's episode. It's an all timer, which is. Peyronie's was like two or three episodes ago, like 265 maybe. It's an all-timer. Bri gets butthurt over Ed's disagreement about golf, in which 95% of the gentlemen dress better than we do, have a servant carry their gear and play at a plantation. The hideousness of birds and the boys' strategy to murder two.
Did we talk about killing birds?
I think – I forget.
Man,
everything
I do hate birds. Of course. They're sky garbage.
I forget everything as soon as we talk about it, but I think that's when the guy got killed by that Australian bird. And
Right. We were talking about, and I was saying, I think I could take two.
Yeah. But I learned later, I heard on another show that those, I can't remember what kind of bird it was.
It was like an emu kind of.
Yeah. They're like 70 pounds, but I guess they have a huge, like razor sharp claw.
Okay. It looks like a breakable neck.
Yeah. If you got a hold of it, but it would probably get some damage in with that claw first. Like you'd definitely need some stitches.
You'd have to protect your dong if they're coming at you with a razor sharp.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. I mean, I was going to say your throat, jugular area, but also your dong too. I would definitely protect that. I would keep that.
Yeah, that's true. The throat could be important.
And also the Achilles tendon. I feel like they could just come in and they would take out your legs that way. Then you like wouldn't be able to really – you wouldn't be as mobile. But I still would fuck it up. The Matsui's porn collection is one of my favorite topics. In the footsteps of
his – He was so ugly.
So hideous.
He was a really ugly dude.
He had the bad skin, poor guy. In the footsteps of his countryman Ichiro, they surf the internet so we don't have to. Fancy gets offended by her husband like a proper English woman. As if that's not enough, they help us out with art. I ended up in the local grocery singing, "He's such a stupid fuck." Andy in Denver also humming, "Think I'll give hetero a try." Thank you for that, Andy in Denver.
Thank you, Andy.
Great endorsement. Peyronie's disease, episode 265, I think. Ballers and Kate. The role Randall Tex Cobb played in Raising Arizona is the gold standard. He is what every woman hopes her son grows up to be. I agree. Great show as always. CB in South Carolina. Hashtag Friday Facts. Hashtag Lone Biker of the Apocalypse. Hashtag, I'm pretty sure Randall Tex Cobb was like 38, 37, 38 in that movie.
I got to watch that movie again, though. So a great, great movie.
So good. It's one of those ones that's not – you don't run into.
So good. Yeah, I haven't seen it in years.
Yeah, it's so good. It's amazing. Okay, what is going on in the world of sports, Ed? What is happening out there?
All right, so the Padres on Mother's Day, they changed their Twitter handle to Madres, at Madres for Mother's Day. But the problem is when they made that switch, yeah. I mean, it's, you know, a nice gesture, whatever. They lost their original Twitter handle to a guy named Ricky Padilla. Some guy, Ricky Padilla, took, he's like, oh, wait, Padres are available? He took it, then started offering free tickets. I got to tell you, Ricky Padilla is our hero of the week.
So good. So good. I wonder about doing that because I have my actual name, Brian Beckner. And I'm always like, I wonder if more people would be interested if I just change it to the Baller Lifestyle or made it something funny.
Brian Sexner.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, did something like silly. I feel like people that don't have their actual name, that they do better. But also you got to like be active on Twitter. It's a whole thing that I'm not interested in doing. But then I'm like, if I changed it, I would – some other Brian Beckner would swoop in and get my fucking name.
I think this week – it's not I made a conscious decision, but I think I tweeted like maybe 3 days in a row or 2 days in a row. And I was like, all right, I'm going to try this. And I've already run out of gas. I think I got to take another 2 weeks off. I can't do it. I used to tweet like a couple times a day. Now I can't do it.
I just don't care. I don't care. And then I can't really go on.
But I'm on Twitter a lot because I use it, you know, for sports and this and that. Like I like having it as a feed, and when I want to laugh or something, I'll read funny people. But I just don't have it in the tank anymore. I think also this show, you know, like maybe I had more thoughts, and now I mean for the last few years, you just use this to like as a creative outlet.
Yeah, you get a lot out this way. You get a nice big mental ejaculation every Monday or Tuesday night. That's awesome. I love that. I hope they had to buy it back from him.
So former Major League Baseball player, I think mostly first baseman, Aubrey Huff. He was a Devil Ray, and then he was an Oriole for a little while. He won some
World Series on the
the Giants.
Yeah, the Giants.
Yeah. Goatee. Well, he went on. He made a video or something whining about athletes sharing their political opinion, and then he shared his political opinions. Apparently, he's not opposed to people sharing their political opinions. It's just he wants them to share his political opinions.
Yeah, that's more important.
I wonder if we've ever heard that before.
Here's the thing about ball players is. They're real dumb. Like, nobody cares what a ball player thinks about anything because they're just dummies. Like, they're really wealthy guys that were good at sports, and they just, you know.
And probably grew up having everyone kiss their ass.
Yeah, that too.
It's like, you know, it's the hot chick thing where, like, you get hot chicks who think they're funny, and you're like,
No, everyone's just been trying to fuck you.
I think people have been laughing at your jokes. Jenny McCarthy. Hey, you made the fart sound. It has nothing to do with the fact that you were Playmate of the Year.
She's
right?
She's the next Lucille Ball. Yeah. No. She's not.
No.
Yeah.
No, she just makes fart sounds. Klay Thompson tweeted about the Avengers Endgame, and he walked out after 2 hours. Hero. And I think I have a new favorite player.
Yeah, hero.
Because, I mean, I stuck it out when I told my son.
Come on. 3 hours.
And the thing is, like, they have so many storylines to tie up. At one point, and I'm not giving – I still did not agree with you giving away the ending, but
– that Iron Man dies? That part, I wasn't – I haven't seen it.
At one point in the first hour or hour and a half, like, Incredible Hulk can, like, sort of be big but not big enough. Like, something goes wrong with him, and he's, like, half a Hulk playing – chess or, you know, whatever he's doing, and they really like carry out this joke. Hey, look, it's half Mark Ruffalo, half Hulk, but he's not good enough. He's just kind of a green guy.
It's, Ed, you like, lost me like four we, sentences ago.
No, what, but like, what? Are we going for humor? What are we doing here? There was nothing essential to make it a 3-hour movie. There was nothing.
No.
It's, guess what? It was about a lot of good guys and one bad guy, and everybody needed their intro scene and like, hey, this is what we do. It took for fucking ever.
Too indulgent. It's like these documentaries on Netflix.
Yeah. Even Avery could have been told in a 2-hour documentary, yeah, the whole thing.
And it's the whole thing. It's like, oh, we let creators do what they want, and it's the best place for creative freedom. It's the best time. And it's like, hey, editors were invented for a reason. They have a really important job and skill, and our attention spans are much shorter now. And also, I don't have time.
Yeah, go watch Errol Morris's Thin Blue Line. He has a great documentary, and it takes like 90 minutes.
Yes.
He does everything. You don't need 10 hours on Stephen Avery. No. I didn't do it. I didn't do it.
Yeah.
Teresa Halbeck.
Yeah. Ha,
it's not fair. We have a car compactor. Smash Mouth. They sometimes throw their Twitter hat in the ring.
They're big. They're from trolls. Sacramento, I think, and they're big San Francisco Giants fans and 49ers. Yeah,
well, they made fun of Bryce Harper for not choosing the Giants on Twitter.
Yeah.
And then a random person responded to their tweet and said, "Did you not tell all stars to get paid?"
That's pretty good.
Yeah, they can go fuck themselves. Yeah. Back to the Boston accent. Boston radio host hangs up on Carolina Hurricanes reporter because of his southern accent.
What?
Yeah, like he couldn't trust somebody's hockey opinion because he had a southern accent.
But he's
got a fucking Boston accent.
Yeah, worse.
Hockey. We like hockey here. Fucking goon.
Yeah, Boston, the worst. They think they're the center of everything.
They really do.
Yeah.
The only time somebody with a Boston accent like seemed kind of cool was in The Departed, where like everyone had a Boston accent, so some people were cool and some people weren't. But like overall, like everybody's thinking you sound like an idiot.
But they're Boston.
Just to be clear,
other than Damon and Wahlberg, like all their Boston accents were pretty shitty because those guys
right.
were actually
right, from right, they got, right. Yeah. Like, and Alec Baldwin's a talented guy, but he was terrible in that with that accent. Yeah.
It's not easy to pull off accents.
Final sports story. Kim Jong-un, when he was working on his nuke exchange deal, one of the key things he wanted was he wants to hang with famous basketball players.
That's always been his thing.
Pretty much his whole administration is about jock sniffing.
Yeah.
He loves it.
He loves Michael Jordan. He's friends with Dennis Rodman. He's hates the West, but has seen every movie.
Like admires the he admires the culture. He wants to threaten it.
He wants to be in the gang. That's the thing. Is like
right. He's just a loser. I read a whole thing about when he went to prep school in Switzerland.
Yeah,
and he had like Bulls posters. He's just a loser who wants to be accepted.
Yeah, real front runner. The Bulls. Oh yeah, why'd you like the Bulls? Oh, because they're the best. How about you pick the fucking team from where you're from, like the rest of us?
The Pyongyang Pirates?
Yes. Whoever that is, you're stuck with them. Like, that's it. It's the only choice you get.
We should head to non-sports now. Time. It's time for non-sports. Segment. On the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. Non-sports. Talking about the segment now. Non-sports. Our man Eli
really layered the vocals. It's pretty impressive.
He's a talent.
He's very talented.
So a guy came out with a GoFundMe for the wall between U.S. and Mexico a couple months ago. And the guy who sponsored the GoFundMe page has yet to build the wall.
You're kidding.
Yeah, apparently he wasn't on the up and up, but he did just lay down money for $1 million yacht.
What? What are the odds? How about that one? Remember that guy? I think this was like outside Philly, maybe, where that homeless guy gave his last $20 to that broad to get gas.
Oh, yeah.
And it was a whole thing. And then they did a GoFundMe to, like, help him get back. He was, like, a veteran, and he was a paramedic, and he just – bad circumstances led him to homelessness. And then – so they did a GoFundMe, and then they ended up getting, like, 10 grand. And the, but then – or they did – the GoFundMe was for 10 grand, but they ended up getting, like, 400 grand. And then it turns out the whole fuck – they're all going to prison. The whole thing was a fucking work. The whole thing was made up. They met at a casino and they hatched, they devised the plan. And then when they got way more money than they thought they were going to get, the chick and her boyfriend kept all the money and didn't share any of it with the homeless guy. And the homeless guy's like, what the fuck? And so he, the boyfriend and girlfriend are like doing stints, doing big bids in the joint. And I think the homeless guy, he pled guilty, but he wasn't as culpable because he didn't actually steal the money. Everything's fake is my point. Nothing. Don't trust anybody.
Yeah. I mean, I would say the whole point about GoFundMe is they're almost entirely bullshit. I mean, if not a scam, it's kind of for shitty reasons. And, you know, I like when you have a GoFundMe, somebody's sick and you're trying to help someone out, but it negates the debate of why the fuck, if you get cancer, you need a GoFundMe page. Like, I mean, there's so many terrible things that GoFundMe is for, even though it's a positive. Like, it bums me out to no end when it's like, hey, this teacher is going to lose everything because she, you know, she did this and she doesn't have enough money. It's just like,
why?
Our economy shouldn't run on GoFundMe so people can live. Yes, it's fucking bullshit.
I agree with you there.
Right? So these passengers were on a flight. They boarded the airplane for from Louisville to go to North Carolina. And right before it took off, authorities got on and arrested the pilot for triple homicide.
I saw that on the local news yesterday. This guy's a fucking monster.
Yeah, triple homicide. I mean, I'm not endorsing any murder, but if it's like, oh, you know, in a heated debate, he killed someone. Triple homicide means you're a full on monster.
He, some guy was gonna testify against him in like a court martial or some kind of military tribunal. I don't know what crime he was accused of. So he fucking murdered the guy and his wife and like one of their friends or something. There must have been somebody home that he wasn't aware of. But yeah, he fucking killed
slaughtered.
People. Yes, three people. And it was a few years ago. Like, they've known the whole time that this guy did it. And I don't know if
they waited until – I mean, well, then that's fucked up because they waited until these people are boarding the plane. Yeah. It's a hassle. They could have given the airline time to get someone else as the pilot.
Yes, that's true.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm gonna need you to close those overhead bins because I think authorities might be coming, and I need to get to the Smoky Mountains.
This is your captain speaking. We're gonna be here at the taxiway for a little bit longer than expected. I'm gonna be put on trial for triple homicide.
Conditions outside, pretty favorable, 68 degrees, sunny. Conditions for my future, not quite so good because I murked three people.
Yeah, that's a crazy story.
It is crazy. Yeah. Even crazier. And I know most people thought this works, but apparently from a new study, penis extensions don't work.
Like surgical?
I mean, I've spent so much fucking money on penis extensions. I'm kind of bummed to find out they don't work.
It's my understanding that all they can really do, if it's such a big deal to you, is they cut a tendon, like at the back of your dick.
Kind of like when Janet Jackson removed a rib?
Yes. Yeah. It's like
that. Cover that album where the guy's cupping her breasts.
Right. So it's like a little bit. So it's like not held back as it hangs out a little bit longer. I don't know. Like, I feel like tendons are there for a reason.
Yeah. I don't want to remove tendons. I don't.
Yeah.
feel like I kind of need that.
I made it this far with this dick.
Are you having surgery on your dong?
Yeah, exactly. Now,
be dong surgery?
Eventually, they're doing that transplant, which is great. They've already...
We talked about that. And, you know, it would be cool if, like, if you're on a wait list, you could just kind of select your preference and region.
Yeah.
I could, you know...
African continent. Preferably not an AIDS one.
I was going to say, I'd also prefer not, like, Pyongyang. I feel like there could be issues.
Yes, I would think so. Maybe, like, Greece. What we learned on this show, Colombia. Hotbed for massive dongs.
That was the World Cup one, right?
Yeah, Colombia averaged, like, 6.8 inches or something.
That's big. Yeah. For average?
Yeah.
Jeez. Massive. Pretty impressive. So South Dakota man, he broke into a couple's house, stole sex toys.
Was it Liam?
Hey, I'm gonna need your detachable penis. And when you sent me this story, my first thought is, well, there really isn't a lot to do in South Dakota.
That's true, but there's Amazon.
Like, there is Amazon, and there's, like, literally anything else in someone's home. I'm sure they had a television.
Yeah.
What do you want their sex toys for?
Wasn't it? I mean, I'm not saying that the thief here was justified in his thieving. Oh, no, I cut and pasted the wrong thing. But I think I read that it was, like, $500 worth of sex toys. That seems like excessive.
Especially it's near the Nebraska border. I cannot imagine there's much to do by the South Dakota Nebraska border.
No, I agree with you, but it's like, how many dildos do you need? I feel like just one or two. One for her, one for him, and you're set. Yeah, a South Dakota man is accused of stealing $500 worth of sex toys from over the course of 2 years.
How expensive? So they had sex toys stolen, and he went back and got more?
Yeah, over two years.
Over the course.
And also, this guy was only 20.
Honey, what's happening to all our dildos?
Yeah, yes. Did you?
Hey, Dorothy, do you know where my cock ring is? Because I've lost like six of them now.
Hey, remember that double-sided black dong that we had? I cannot find that anywhere. Did you check my softball bag? Did I maybe leave it at the field? I'm not sure. I cannot find it anywhere for the life of me. What is happening?
I know things got a little hot and heavy, but... can you find my butt plug? I don't know where the fuck it went.
25. I like this too. The Argus Leader reports that 25-year-old Brody Fuchs. There's no phonetic spelling for Fuchs. Okay, I'll just say that. Yeah. And then it says,
but they
yeah, Tyndall.
They're very serious about Tyndall.
Tyndall of Tyndall phonetic spelling Tyndall. You got to like. Can I say Tyndall?
I think for this town, the emphasis should be on the second syllable, dull. Oh. There's nothing going on there.
I'd like to get in the head of old Brody Fuchs. Like,
Bonhomme County Sheriff? What he described is, quote, a bunch of items. A bunch.
And it's probably one of those things. It's like, you know, they say that criminals, a lot of times, they're looking to rob drug dealers. They're looking to find
Brody.
Other criminals because they're less likely. No one's going to call the cops and say, hey, somebody kicked in my door and stole all my heroin. Similarly, if you're Liam, the lifelike sex fuck machine, if your Sibian machine gets jacked from your living room, you're not exactly running to tell the cops, which is maybe why he kept going to the well so often. Like, this is a 2-year operation. Eventually,
Hey Bart, do you know what happened to Liam's detachable penis?
I can't find it anywhere. Is it in you?
Is it in the dishwasher again?
No, it's kind of like when you're looking for your glasses and you realize they're on your head. Is Liam's detachable cock still in your ass from last night? Can you check?
Did you see the SNL with Adam Sandler a couple weeks ago?
I saw parts of it, yes.
There was a fake commercial for something for erectile dysfunction. It was so good because they're like, oh, it's like a suppository, but it was really big. He's like, and it dissolves. And the dad's like, no, it just stayed there. He's like, Dad, are you talking about a butt plug? Do you have a butt plug, Dad? It's one of the great.
I'll go back and watch it.
That's funny. The cast is really good these days. I my feelings on Jost, but like Beck Bennett,
he's great.
There's so many good ones.
Melissa Villaseñor is very funny.
She's good. I really A.D. Bryan I think is great. Like they've got a great cast.
Yeah.
But yeah, check out the ED fake commercial with Sandler. It's so good.
Oh, I will check it out. Absolutely.
So Delta Airlines, I guess some of their employees were talking about forming a union, and Delta told them to not spend money on forming a union and instead spend it on video games and beer. And that didn't go over so well.
Well, yeah. I mean, anything to – I'm surprised they don't have unions.
I mean, there's lots of unions around the airline industry, but it is crazy to me. I know what happens is people take the Jimmy Hoffa Teamsters and see how it got corrupt, and it's like, well, the unions are a thing of the past. You have to remember, corporations don't give a fuck about any of you.
Google.
And the minute, I listened to a series of podcasts about Amazon workers because they famously will like oppose unions. They'll work people to death. Corporations don't care.
Google these three words: triangle, shirtwaist, factory.
Yes.
That's what happens when.
That's what happens. The workers don't organize. Because they can figure out, okay, even a lawsuit here, what will it cost us versus, actually providing good working conditions.
But the problem is
– You have to have –
The problem is that the unions kind of need to do their own – they need to police themselves because a lot of times they cater to the lowest common denominator.
Yes. Unions are full of shit. Yeah. But when you have no unions and no recourse, these corporations will run you the fuck over.
You get a lot of Walmart.
And to tell people, just have beer and video games, like, fuck you, Delta. You've been a shitty airline forever.
Everybody's so bad at PR. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Finally, in non-sports, there was a couple that ate a raw marmot believed to have health benefits. Now, I'm gonna let you guess. Do you think things went well or not well for them by eating a raw marmot?
A marmot is like a rat, right?
Yeah, it's like gerbil kind of family, I think.
Oh,
like,
it looks kind of like a it is. It's a squirrel. It's a large squirrel.
Yeah.
It's a massive one.
What kind of health benefits do you think they got from this one?
I don't know what – I feel like it would – lives on the ground.
Yeah.
Eats things off the ground. So I just feel like – if you're going to eat a marmot, and I don't like to judge, I imagine this happened in a swampy type area, like a Duck Dynasty type.
Right. It didn't happen in Connecticut.
So, and I know they'll go out and shoot varmints and whatnot to eat. And, so I'm okay with that, but just as a rule, maybe cook it.
Right. Because, the one thing you can get rid of when you cook it is germs. Yeah. Well, they didn't cook it. They ate it, and they both died of the plague.
The plague?
It's not like the bubonic plague, but it's some other plague.
Another kind of plague.
You should not die of the plague. That's not something that should happen.
It's like that movie. and Book, Fast Food Nation, and Greg Kinnear's like telling Bruce Willis, he's like, Bruce, there's shit in the meat. He's talking about the ground beef going to the fast food places.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there's shit in the meat. And Bruce Willis is like, just looks at him and goes, cook the fucking meat. And that's all you got to do. You're not going to know there's shit in the meat if you cook the fucking meat. So cook the marmot. I don't feel like there's,
you know, if you, yeah. Right. I still bet there that your magical powers that you get from the marmot.
Yes.
I'm sure they don't exist, but I'm sure your imaginary powers would still be there if you actually cook the fucking thing.
Yeah, exactly. Somebody was telling me today about, we're talking about anti-vaxxers.
Oh yeah.
And somebody was telling me today about how they're friends with somebody that's like a heavy anti-vaxxer on Facebook. I think I've muted all the anti-vaxxers I know. But she says the same person who's like anti-vax is like deeply involved in some type of the healing benefits of some type of like anointing oils.
Oh, no.
Which is like, so it's just like so funny to me because there's all sorts of verifiable data about vaccines. And you see all these people that are alive around you that aren't just fucking dying from diseases every minute. That's because of vaccines. And your fucking herbal oils aren't doing shit for anybody unless you're pretending that they are. Like, it's just so weird to me what people
believe. In the old, like, tribal days, people thought oils and this kind of stuff. But then once Edward Jenner came up with the vaccines, then it started actually working. All those oils forever, you still just had to hope that things would get better. They didn't.
You'd get sick. And that you'd go to a barber, and a barber would cut open your arm and just fucking let blood pour out of you. And then
leeches.
Yeah, then he'd bandage it and go, oh, you're going to be fine. All you had to do is let out some of your fucking life-giving blood, and you're fine.
God.
But turns out we have science, and science teaches us all sorts of shit, important shit.
Michelle, I remember, like, read some of those mommy blogger things when I think my oldest was like getting ready for the MMR vaccine, and she's like, "Well, let's read up," and I was like, "Okay," and then I took my son to the doctor and I got him the MMR.
Yeah, well, because
I was like, "Yeah, go ahead and read up on it."
But there was a legitimate freak out because that guy wrote that British dude. Doctor.
Yeah, and they write in like a journal,
the Lancet, like a British, like the biggest, it's like the New England Journal of Medicine.
They had to issue a retraction. You know, Michelle's not an anti-vaxxer, but she did like have pause, and I just said, you know what, I'm gonna go, do it. Like I got the vaccine after, and you know, and she was like, oh, I guess it was okay.
There was hysteria. Now you can be vaccinated for HPV. Which is like a disease that is rampant, and a lot of women get cancer because of it. And it's like,
Michael Douglas got throat cancer. Yeah,
Michael Douglas ate a lot of pussy. He's a giver. The guy likes
shit. He did it in that one scene of Romancing the Stone.
That's right. He did. they went down that chute.
Yeah. In that like mudslide. And then he immediately got right to work.
John Wilder? And he got fucking throat cancer because of it. Because if you eat some dirty pussy, you can get, and I shouldn't say that, it's not dirty, but you know what I mean? There's a disease that we can get rid of that people actually die from, and you're not sure. Well, science is sure. They figured it out, all right? Your cell phone doesn't give you fucking brain cancer, and vaccines work. So there you go. You're all good.
All right.
Ed,
somebody announced their arrival.
It is time. I've stalled. I've spent all the time I could. Wait. Not quite ready.
You guys snort your urine to get rid of the cold?
No, is that a thing people do?
That's what we did, the story last week. Oh, the one guy was saying snort urine.
Yeah, I think she did that. I think she snorted. I gave her some of my urine to snort.
Your urine? You left a cup by the bedside? Yeah,
I do whatever it takes. I give you whatever you need.
You're a giver.
Yeah, you're a great nurse.
That's true.
Let me tell you.
To help people.
Do you leave a cup of urine to snort?
Yeah, did you snort?
You probably would.
Of course I would. I would do whatever it takes. We are joined now by pop culture correspondent, Reddit favorite, Fancy Sauce. How are you, Fancy?
I'm big on Reddit. Yeah. Hey, guys. You're good.
You're huge over there.
Hey, Kate.
Starting to feel better.
Oh, that is so good.
You sound better.
Yeah.
She was laid.
I still use my sick voice at work, so people leave me alone and don't send me emails.
Good. Yes.
That is great move. Keep everyone at a distance.
Yeah, absolutely. And just kind of like act like you're still really sick. So don't ask me to do anything.
Do you wear that scarf?
Yeah. I have an actual one of those face masks.
Oh, yeah.
It's quite fashionable, apparently.
Those are good. A couple of emails. Hey, ballers. I guess it's time for some serious advice from the folks that talk about elbow-shaped dongs. As I indicated previously, I work with my in-laws. Oh, this is from our anonymous voicemail.
This is a tough situation.
Yeah, he's got problems. I work with my in-laws. I consider myself to be a pretty easygoing guy that is maybe a little passive at times. My folks recently decided to sell their house for financial reasons and do not have the money to get into something new. They have talked about spending half the year with my sister and the other half with us, which would require us to add on to our house. They would help finance the addition. We're going to make some money on the back end of that, Anonymous. What are your thoughts here? I just don't think I can say no to my parents when they're in need, yet I'm not sure I can mentally handle working with my in-laws and coming home to my parents. Is this why the suicide rate is so high in Japan? That is from Anonymous. Ed, your thoughts.
Anonymous.
What's Anonymous got to do here?
Here's the thing. It depends on how much you value your marriage. Because if either of mine or Michelle's parents moved in with us, it would be over in less than a year. Wow. Like, it can't work. It cannot work. You cannot have your fucking parents. I mean, again, you referenced Japan, but like, I feel like maybe Japan, they like have the elders live with them. I cannot imagine living with my parents or Michelle's parents. No. I just think it would crush the whole dynamic of your household. So unless if the question is, are your parents going to be homeless without your help?
Yeah.
But
yeah. Then you got to do
anything short of that. No, do not let them move in. It sounds like a terrible idea.
Tough love from Ed Daly. Kate McManus, your thoughts is Anonymous is in a situation.
I do agree with Ed. Although if they really, really need your help, obviously you need to help them.
Yes.
Because I'm sure they would do the same for you if they were in the position to help you and you really, really needed help. Right. Maybe that addition can be like,
if it's really dusty.
Yeah, maybe that addition can be like a kind of like self-contained granny flat
that
with a kitchen and
a
like a little sitting room
separate
with a TV,
entrance.
Separate entrance, and they can really like have their own space and not need to come and encroach on yours.
Yes,
unless they're invited.
Also,
or whatever.
It's only half the year. I don't know where your sister lives. Is it as nice as where you live? Like maybe they'll like your sister's place better. And also, your sister's the girl of the relationship, and they should take care of the parents.
They probably don't want to burden any one sibling more than the other, so they're trying to be fair about splitting their time up.
Or
my sister lives like 10 minutes from my mom. I live maybe an hour. Yeah. And my 10-minute away sister talks about that there's a lot of involvement in her life from my mom, and it's a lot.
Yeah. And hours
I say it's tough, but at the same time, I'm not offering anything more than just being the brother an hour away.
Yeah, 100%.
You leave the house, and more and more, you become your own person. When mom comes back and wants to recreate what happened 30 years ago, it's going to be a fucking disaster.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's going to have to be some real like boundaries kind of like discussed in a very adult way and no feelings need to be hurt, you know?
Yeah. I had a buddy who kind of went in with his in-laws because they used their combined finances to buy like a really big house so they could have, you know, they weren't all that close to each other because they were in such a big place, and it lasted like 18 months and they were just kind of like,
back to this dude's, situation, we never got clarity. It sounded like he was in the pressure cooker of all pressure cookers where he was expected to work and vacation with the in-laws.
Yeah, so
he's definitely able to withstand a lot of shit.
But this gets him less time with the in-laws. He's wired
differently than me because I couldn't do what
he was doing. I kind of get the sense that the fact that his parents are asking him to do this, I think he probably doesn't have good boundaries in general because he's gotten himself in this situation with his in-laws and the vacationing.
He kind of admits that just before he asks the question because he says, I'm an easygoing guy that is maybe a little passive at times.
He sounds like a nice guy.
Maybe you're too nice and you should look into some codependency literature to understand boundaries. Yourself.
Yes.
Because it is very helpful.
Yeah. Interesting. Let us know how it goes, Anonymous.
I'm basically a psychologist,
Another email. Bri.
Proud of us.
Oh, this one's just for me. Bri.
One of your voicemails was just to you, too. Rude. Yeah. We've been cut out of this fucking show.
Normally, no one even acknowledges me, even though I fucking Brian do all the show. Talking. Bri, I could have sworn you once said on TBLS Pod that you don't like the part of porns where the dude shoots on the chick's face.
Yeah, because it's disgusting.
Yeah, I hate it.
Well, that's me. I don't like the dude part of any porn.
nobody likes face.
Also, facials. Girls don't like it. So if you like watching that happen to a girl, just know that she hates that. And if you get off on that, there's something wrong with you. Yeah,
and I don't.
Let's be a reminder though. Porn. The first half of every porn is the blowjob part.
Oh, I like that part.
Why do I want to see that?
No, I like that. I enjoy that.
Hang on a second. Yeah. You can see a woman's mouth every moment of every day.
Yeah, but I imagine that it's happening to me when I'm watching the porn. And I'm like, that looks like it feels pretty good. I wish that was happening to me.
Hard
right now.
Pass on that. I mean, No dudes. I'm out on dudes.
I don't like any spitting or gagging. Like, I want it to look like a real blowjob. And when she's gagging on this huge cock, it doesn't look like it feels good to the dude. And so I'm out on that. I'm out on any kind of, like, anything where it looks like the person's not enjoying it. He continues. Yet in this sode, it sounded as if you were trying to persuade Kate to participate in just such an act. Please elaborate and let us know if the approach of seeking it on air worked. That's Vic.
It sounds like it did after what Kate just
said. That's Vic.
What do you think,
from
Vic?
The TBLS _ podcast subreddit. Well,
Jesus
thank you,
Christ.
Mike. Vic did nothing wrong. No, I was just saying, I can't remember the exact context of the situation, but Kate was saying she had an issue and it was for her throat. I thought I said I had a good salve. I could produce a good homemade.
He doesn't mean in my face.
Protein rich salve.
If I believe we're still talking about
if that. Necessary. Like, I could produce that if someone needed that.
Can
That's
we move
all I'm
on?
Saying.
Yeah. You weren't being rude.
No.
You were providing another option.
You know what I am?
Another option.
You know what I am, Ed? I'm a caretaker.
Giving.
I'm a caretaker.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nurse Brian over here.
Yeah, I take care of people. I look after people. Thank you for that.
People that are sick and vulnerable make Brian, including me, Brian, very uncomfortable.
That's not true.
I mean, I hear a lot of love in his voice.
Of course. I'm a giver. I'm a giver. I give what's needed, what's necessary.
You know what? When you're sick, the last thing you need is selfishness. You're not being selfish.
Never. I bring
you giving.
I'll bring you any kind of liquid you need to heal.
You can drink that liquid.
I can bring,
I'm good.
I can bring
you. Can
you
can have your own liquid.
I can bring you a healing tonic.
It's like your own personal batch of V8.
That's right.
You know what?
Just salty.
Somebody else offered me some. And
what?
So I had it and I feel much better. So thank you for the suggestion.
Some healing fluids? How dare you?
Stephen Avery?
That one backfired on you.
Braylon Edwards.
I didn't do it.
Let me do it, Kate.
I'm good.
I don't have a theme song or dongs in the men's bathroom, but I do have a who would you scoop question.
Oh, my God. Oh, I can't believe this has caught on. I'm so annoyed about this.
I might need to reach out and get a who. If we turn this into a game, who would you scoop?
Peace out.
We might need a.
If somebody wants to make this into a song, I'm not a scoop it up fan.
Right.
Ditto. But if you're going to do it, there's a song by Migos, Pipe It Up. You can just scoop it up.
Oh, that's
somebody
good.
Can do it.
What about
scoop it up? What scoop about, it up.
What about Salt and Pepper? Shoop. You make me want to scoop. Scoop it oop. Scoop it. There's probably lots of options. We can reach out. Here, I'll play the Can Conundrum because this is similar to a Can Conundrum.
Yeah, I can't decide. This can conundrum for you, baby.
It's 1985. Everybody is on cocaine. It's the good old days. And there's still Bush. I hear you, buddy. You're at the Chuck Landis Country Club, and you're rocking parachute pants. Had a pair. A mesh tank with British Knights. I would rock that outfit today. You think I'm kidding?
You would not wear a mesh tank top.
No, but I might wear like the mesh like jersey.
No, top. You wouldn't.
Yeah, with the parachute pants and the BKs, 100%.
A mesh rock. Top with holes in it.
Fuck yeah. Show off my tattoos. And my smoothness.
Stop it. Keep reading.
Do a few push-ups. Just get a nice pump.
Keep reading.
You see Marky Post doing Marky Post things on the dance floor, but in walks the Vanna White. Both are boiling over and ready to be ladled.
Oh, boy.
Who you scooping up? That is from Coach Solo.
Oh, man.
Excellent question. I'm glad somebody's got me involved for once. Coach Solo, 100%. Not even a fucking question in my mind. Marky Post is getting so scooped up. It's ridiculous. She was on Fall Guy. I was like, what's up? I was probably 9 years old. I'm like, why does she have that spiky haircut? I don't know. I don't care. I'm 100% in. Marky Post was such a fucking babe. She still probably looks good. All in. I'm scooping up Marky Post. We need a song for that. Paging Brad in New York. We need a scoop it up song.
I wasn't noticing her on Fall Guy because of Heather Thomas.
Both. I was in.
But night. But I mean, she was great then. But I was all in on Heather Thomas. Yeah. But Night Court. Yeah. I was on the train.
You think Howie broke off a piece of Heather Thomas back in the day on Fall Guy?
Yeah.
I think there was a possible spit roasting going on.
That was a pretty sweet theme song.
Oh yeah, it was great. He sang it. Fucking Lee Majors, what a star. Here's another one. Brian, Ed, and Kate, how old is too old to move to another city to start over? I moved here 9 years ago for work, and the first few years were great. However, I have been miserable the last few years, and it has affected previous relationships. I am in my late 30s and am currently not married and don't have kids, so that isn't an issue. And I have a great job in software development. Quit bragging. So finding a gig in a cool place is also not an issue. I have lived in Louisiana and Texas all of my life, and I want to experience something totally different.
Like a cool place?
Denver is my goal.
Well, if he's in New Orleans, that is the coolest place.
However, the thought of trying to meet new people / friends at this age exhausts me. Thoughts, Toby in San Antonio, not the creepy Toby that wanted to pay Kate to read the Declaration of Independence to him.
Hashtag team. I like that he had to like differentiate.
Hashtag team picture. I like that he's such a listener that he's probably the only one.
I like
one
that too.
Because he's called Toby. He's like, oh my God, I don't want to be confused.
I haven't said that, Toby.
What are you going to read him that thing? He's been asking for like 5 years.
Do you know how long that thing is?
It's not that long.
All right. Well, Toby Keith, reach out.
$50 he's going to pay you.
The
Yes.
The to answer this guy's question, he did say he's not married and doesn't have kids.
Yeah. And he's highly employable.
And he's highly employable. And he was talking about, well, it's exhausting to meet new friends and stuff. But it sounds like he's going to be in the dating pool, which means you have to meet new people anyway, no matter where it is. And if the goal is Denver, Denver's like got some tech going on.
Oh, yeah. Denver's got a lot of shit
go
going
there
on.
Go there tomorrow.
Yeah. Denver's got
a good city.
Like, whatever your interests are,
yeah.
I don't know. Join a softball team. 100%.
Yeah, Toby, you answered all your questions. First of all, there's no being too old for anything ever.
I don't think so either.
You're a relatively young guy. You're fucking.
You only live once. Like, what have you got to lose?
You have no baggage.
If you had kids in like a city, I'd be like, well, try to make it work because then you're in another state. But like, if you don't have something holding you back, and the city, he said, is what makes him miserable, right?
Also, I think you're looking at this wrong, Toby.
Yeah.
I think instead of looking at it negatively, you should get yourself pumped and excited about the possibilities.
Yes,
like totally. The cool people, the cool relationships, the cool connections. Like, it should be an exciting adventure, not like looking at it like something that's exhausting before you even start.
No, it is exhausting meeting new people.
It is. But you're
but I will say this, Toby. When you're meeting new people, it's probably a good idea to not tell them that you masturbate to Australian women reading the Declaration of
Independence. It's different if you're meeting, if the new people you're meeting, you have the potential to have sex with. Like, that's a little more exciting.
Yeah, and if you get a job at a cool place, maybe, like, there'll be cool people at work.
He's a single.
Get a dog, go to the dog park.
He's a single guy. Here's what you do tomorrow, Toby, or today.
A new profile, new in town.
Yeah. Yes.
Today, that Bumble app is like, there's like a just like connecting for like friends.
Go on LinkedIn today and go look at companies in your field where you could work, and then get with a recruiter or fucking reach out directly and go, hey, interested in relocating. Here's my information. Let's talk. Let's have a meeting. Let's get this going, because you obviously want to do it. There's nothing holding you back. Get out there and fucking see the world, buddy. It's a great opportunity. Go for it.
And if you said you're in your late 40s, not late 30s, I would give the same advice.
Totally. Totally agree.
Find a company that will pay to relocate you.
Well, if you're a software engineer, that's a high demand field. Like, it's not, not everyone can do that.
You'll be fine.
Yeah.
Just, again, try to keep it down that you like to jerk off to Declaration of Independence.
People loud and proud.
Denver, Portland, Seattle. Don't sleep on Chicago. It gets pretty cold.
Do you think Toby's a loudcomer?
It's pretty cold in Chicago, but it's a nice town. There's a lot of young, fun people to hang out with. Ed, it is time. We got to find out what's going on in the world of pop culture from our very own fancy song.
All I need is Takashi 69, Juggalos, and the Beast. It's Korean Hulk.
I unfollowed Korean Hulk. I wonder what he's up to.
I hope he's got mystery.
Kate, what is happening in the world of pop culture? What's going on in fancy pop?
I was just waiting for the song to end.
It's a beautiful song.
Model Tyra Banks is remaking her modeling moniker. Fresh off the press, she's the cover girl of this year's Sports Illustrated.
She's like a thicker version now. Here's the thing about Tyra Banks. She was so hot, but now you know she's so fucking annoying that it kind of makes it not as interesting to see her.
22 years after becoming the first black model to be so honored, she's back on the cover. She's relaunching her career with a new modeling moniker, Banks with an X, but a capitalized X.
Oh, that's very confusing. Why?
So, capital B, A, N, capital X.
Oh, cool.
Now, I don't know what
she's just going by Banks, not Tyra, just Banks.
But I have the only magazine I have a subscription to is like Sports Illustrated, because I just never stopped renewing it. Yeah. I don't even know. But it came the other day. She's not on the cover.
So there's four covers.
Okay, there's some random person that like she looks like an athlete with all the different covers.
Why do they do that?
Yeah.
Just have one cover.
She looks like an athlete and not a swimsuit model. Yeah. I mean, I haven't even looked through it.
So here's
I don't care.
We're in the inclusivity era, so I don't know all the covers, but I'm going to guess that there's one plus size model that gets a cover.
This looks like somebody that's hot for an athlete, but not
So Tyra Banks, she's like the older model that gets a cover, and there's probably one like current, like Camille Kostchek or whoever's the big one right now is also on the cover, and then like, you know, an emeritus like Tyra Banks. What else, Kate?
Oh, I was just Googling. Okay, so Game of Thrones, there's one episode left. Oh, I don't understand how they're going to wrap everything up in one episode. Is it just going to be an hour long, or is it going to be 3 hours? Like it should be 5 hours.
I think it's like a little over an hour.
I mean, what's your money on? How is this going to end? Who's going to be sitting on that Iron Throne?
So here's what I say. Jon Snow dies.
He already died. I know. The reason he came back to life is the reason I stopped watching.
Who's
going to
sort out Dany and her dragon?
She's also going to die.
Who's going to sort her out?
And Sansa is going to end up on the Iron Throne, Queen of the Seven Kingdoms.
Mm.
And Arya is going to kill Dany. Mm. Or Jon Snow might, but he's also going to die.
Well, the greatest.
My money's on Jon Snow because he can control the dragon as well.
Maybe, but he's going to die.
Rhaegar. So does Reagan.
You can't have that guy live through the whole
thing. Okay, season. So the odds have spoken, and they've got your boy Bran Stark sitting on the Iron Throne for the series finale.
Oh, he's so boring. I hope he dies.
Then it says in this article that I'm reading from, it says warning major spoilers ahead. So I'm not reading any further.
No spoilers. Like I accidentally spoiled that Iron Man dies in the new in the new Avengers, even though the movie had been out for 2 weeks and people got real mad at me on Twitter for telling them that Iron Man dies.
Everyone, his people at work love to talk about Game of Thrones on Monday morning. Yeah. Everyone was real bent out of shape that Cersei got off so easy.
Yeah.
So I'm like, well, I mean, she had some heavy boulders fall on her. That probably didn't feel good.
Yeah. It's
she like, got she the Dany and her dragon killed her.
But if she got raped to death, people would have been like, oh, you can't rape somebody to death. Yeah. That's awful. Me too.
I liked that the twins and their romance love story.
I didn't realize they were twins, which makes it even grosser.
It's very sweet.
That's disgusting.
It's very sweet.
Ed, you're not watching. Your thoughts. Who do you like to end up on the Iron Throne?
Because I've given up on shows in the past, but usually there's not a lot of buzz around it. But the just outright dismay and anger over this season.
It's hilarious.
Makes me feel so good. People are outraged on how bad this season is.
And it makes me
that, I'm like, this is great. Yeah. And the other thing about watching that show, I didn't realize it was literally about sitting on a throne. Is that the truth? Like, it's supposed to end with people sitting on a chair?
Well, it's all about who's going to be
the king or queen.
Game of Thrones.
Was that always the thing?
It's in the name.
But I didn't realize that it was that literal.
Yeah, what's her name? This whole time.
It's all about who sits on that fucking chair?
Yeah, the whole time this broad has been cruising with these dragons and amassing armies to take over what's King's Landing or the Seven Kingdoms.
Mm-hmm.
Like she's been ready to go to war. That's the.
Do they still have all those zombies?
Well, no, they killed all them last.
The zombies didn't want the throne. Spoiler alert! Wanted to end the world.
The king is dead. King.
The Ice King
is dead.
Oh, I'm so glad.
I'm moving on from GOT.
And it's because we're in the Me Too era. There's no boobies or butts like there used to be every week.
There used to be a lot.
I know. There's none.
No, there were. Not long ago.
There's been one scene of boobies and butts this season. Lame. You can show a cock every once in a while to even it out. I don't care.
Speaking of boobies and butts, Anthony Weiner is officially a free man after doing the remainder of his time at a halfway house for prison inmates.
This guy's such a
good dude.
He walked out the door. The disgraced former congressman left a residential reentry center in New York Tuesday morning, where he's been since February after transferring from a Massachusetts federal prison.
Is he going to run for office?
Wiener is out, but let's hope he keeps his wiener in. He looks like a bird. Huge beak.
Yeah.
He began serving Carlos Danger. If you're not familiar with this story, don't know where you've been, but he began serving a 21-month prison sentence in 2017 after pleading to sexting a 15-year-old girl. He has to register as a sex offender.
Good dude.
I watched that Wiener documentary a couple years ago, and it was all about him getting his shit together. And then right after that movie came out, it's like, oh, yeah. He's once again back in this. Mm-hmm. But I will say, huge fan of his wife in that documentary. She's hot.
Oh, yeah.
Uma. Awesome.
Yes.
Okay. Well, let's not minimize her. She's a very accomplished woman in her own right.
Who can get
She's
it?
She's not just
an
attractive person.
But she can also get it.
She can get it. And she also has a shitty choice in men that helped muddle her career.
That's true. Yeah, she probably very much regrets that. And those decisions.
Also, she can get it.
with your ladle.
Scoop that up.
Oh, God.
Scoop that up.
Felicity Huffman broke down in court Monday while pleading guilty to rigging her eldest daughter's SAT score as part of a massive college admission scam. She's been recommended for 4 months in prison under her deal with prosecutors. She began crying while discussing the evidence against her.
So I need some blowback on this because I've seen that the guy, the ringleader of this fucking criminal enterprise, is like getting
William Rick Singer
walking off the beach. And it's like, yeah, he narked on all his fucking clients. Like, he brought these people into this conspiracy and then he got in trouble. He narked all them off and now people are going to prison. What about the guy that's the main guy? This is crazy to me.
It is crazy. A lot of things about our criminal justice system are crazy.
You don't arrest El Chapo and then go, okay, El Chapo, we'll give you a deal if you...
If you dob on some of your
if you dob on all your employees, it's fucking
right.
Ridiculous.
The whole way it works is you get people to turn to move up the ladder.
Have you seen The Wire? You move up. You get the guy off the street. You get him to narc on the
next
guy. Up and up and up and up and up.
Yeah. This is a hot story. There's some artist called Maluma. He's a Colombian singer.
Maluma.
Have you guys heard of him?
How do you spell that?
M-A-L-U-M-A.
Yep. Oh, Maluma concert.
Maluma on Mother's Day posted a picture on his Instagram giving his mom a very
you're gonna want to Google this
passionate
guy,
right? mouth
Whoa!
Kiss.
Yeah.
A double cheek hold.
He's holding her. Kiss. He's holding her cheeks with both hands. Ooh. And he's giving her a nice peck on the mouth, which is a cultural thing.
I don't think there's anything wrong with it. With the two hands.
It's very passionate.
Two hands.
He's passionate about
he's
his
got
mom.
Both.
Two hands.
Oh my goodness!
I think it's beautiful. Just like the twin love in Game of Thrones.
Was the dad like, "Hey, let me see how you'd fuck mom"?
Who
I'll
does
take the picture?
Take the picture? It's interesting.
Honestly, what is this? Oh my guy Scott Storch has liked the picture.
42 million followers.
That's a lot.
Wow.
Maluma.
I like that somebody wrote, WTF, is she your mother or girlfriend?
It's good, good
it's
comment.
Good. I'll be honest. I would definitely wear this shirt that he's wearing. It's got flying fish on it. It looks pretty sweet. How about
the mom's prison stripe shirt?
Yeah, that's – well, because she's doing some – she's probably getting ready to go in because what she's doing is not
cool. She's about
cool.
to do some jailhouse rock.
Yeah. Don't kiss your
she's
mom.
She's got a leopard on the back of that
she's
shirt.
She's wearing Barbara Bush sick. Pearls.
Yeah, it's a whole thing. It's a whole thing. I don't know how they do it in Colombia. I'm sure you love your mom. I don't need the two hands on the side of the face kiss. Anybody that's too close to their mom. That's all I'm saying.
That's a full open mouth kiss.
Yeah. And who's taking the picture? Unbelievable.
Maybe his girlfriend.
Is that it, Kate?
What's in the background? Some sort of
I had a
horse.
Couple more stories quickly.
They live pretty well down there. Oh, I know what those are. That's one of those horses. It's got like beads all over it.
Yeah.
Like that's all bead
it's
art.
Very traditional South American.
Yeah.
I heard about this story a while ago and this really annoys me that this is a thing. So Tiger Woods is being sued by the family of a Florida man who died after he was allegedly overserved at Wood's restaurant and died in a drunk driving accident. Mm-hmm. He worked as a bartender, which is run by Wood's girlfriend. Apparently, he ended his shift and then was served
shift
to
drink, they call
the
that.
Point of severe intoxication.
Have a shift drink?
And then lost control of his car, leaving around 6 p.m. that night while driving home. His
was
blood,
Tiger serving him?
No.
No, he just owns the place. He's
his
just
blood
the rich
alcohol
guy.
Level was 0.256 at the time of the crash, which is
that's
a lot.
Pretty
it's more
high.
Than three times the legal limit.
Call an Uber, dude.
So he's being sued as the owner of the restaurant. I didn't realize that that was something you could do,
you
but
could
apparently it is.
Do that. How about personal responsibility? How about you don't get fucking shit-faced in the car?
It sounds like this guy had a drinking problem, yes, and the parents are trying to say you should have known
that.
About it.
No. Sorry. I'm sorry that your kid died.
I know.
And I'm sorry that your kid's boss is super fucking wealthy, but it's not, that's not
it
recompensable.
It does seem a little bit
of
like grief opportunism.
Ed, you were saying?
I do agree that like you're not supposed to serve somebody.
It's true
who's
that you know is
overserved. Yes. So maybe you know there's something there, but not Tiger Woods. But in college, one time I worked at a bar and I was barbacking at the time, and I was bringing a couple cases to the bar, and this guy was trying to wrestle away like a beer from me while I was doing it. And I had him kicked out, and then he got in his car and he drove like into a telephone pole. And I had to give a deposition about why.
He was
a quadriplegic after that.
Shut
and I had to be like,
oh my God, Ed.
I was just like some 20-year-old kid. Yeah. And they had to like get me on record saying the guy was drunk, I had him kicked out, and then, you know, that's the last I saw of him. But they wanted to know, did the bar keep serving him when he misbehaved and all this stuff? It was pretty scary, even though all I did was just say, you know, you got to get this guy out of here. But yeah,
unbelievable.
My moves led to him being quadriplegic.
It happens. You 86'd him. Is that it, Kate?
I got a couple more stories quickly.
Okay.
And just in case you were wondering if Jack Nicholson has big dick energy.
Oh, of course he does.
Angelica Houston was on.
Oh, his longtime girlfriend.
Andy Cohen's.
Jet
show called
Watch What Happens Live,
where she actually confirmed that Nicholson, whom she dated from 73 till 1990, does in fact have a very big dick.
Fucking A.
Of course, he's smiling all the time.
Yes, and he uses that dick a lot. The dude is known.
Unfortunately,
to scoop.
He does. He's to definitely scoop. Okay, quickly. And I just want to go into a little bit of detail because this is a story I care very much about.
Before
it's very close to my heart.
You got details?
I just want to say this about Jack Nicholson.
Okay.
That's called the rumor.
Also, I'd just like to say that I actually have had a dinner with 5 people and I was one of them with Jack Nicholson.
No. And did he get it out?
Do you know?
Was he?
I think he was snorting cocaine at the table from like a little vial with one of those tiny scoopers.
He loves to do cocaine.
And he didn't even care.
Yeah.
And
because he's Jack Nicholson.
And
we
went outside, my girlfriend and I, and we smoked a couple of cigarettes with him during the course of the dinner.
No.
This is a long time ago. I don't smoke cigarettes anymore. I'm not a proponent of smoking cigarettes.
Maybe you were just there while people
did he take out his dick and say,
I was probably just hanging out. But anyway, he was delightful, charming, very intelligent, very knowledgeable on a number of different topics.
And a big-ass dick.
Loudcomer?
Yeah.
Okay. I want to talk about Britney quickly. I want to talk about Britney Spears has joined the social media movement to free her from conservatorship. And she told a judge as much on Friday when she went to court. Sources with direct knowledge say that Britney has done an about-face, now telling the judge her father, Jamie, committed her recently to a mental health facility a month ago against her will and forced her to take drugs. We're also told that...
Uh-oh. Take a sip of water.
Might have to edit that part out.
Her dad's name's Jamie?
Yeah.
Yes.
I've never known of somebody over 40 named Jamie.
His name's Jamie, and the mom's name is Lynn,
and
the
daughter's
name is
Jamie
Lynn.
The youngest daughter.
Oh, no.
Anyway.
Is her dad Jamie Farr?
No.
Britney spent 30 days in an L.A. mental health facility after she began rapidly going downhill. She stopped taking drugs that kept her stable after they stopped working. And apparently doctors have been unable to find the right combo for Britney. Jamie Spears does not have the power, apparently, under conservatorship to either commit Britney against her will or apply her with drugs against her will. And a mental health facility that accepted an adult patient against the patient's will when the conservator did not have the power would be committing a crime. So yeah. I think the plot's about to thicken.
Yeah, she can't do anything so that he doesn't order her to do.
Right. So Britney wants more freedom. The judge has asked for Britney to be evaluated. So we'll see what happens. Interesting.
Get out from under that conservatorship. Then she'll start buying houses every week like she was doing before.
I get the feeling this is going to end up like Frances Farmer, the famous like silent film star that got a lobotomy at the end. Yeah. And then it's people paid to have sex with her. Like,
But wow, I think that the dad...
like Kill Bill.
I have a feeling that they want her drugged up and they want to roll her out in Vegas. Yeah, she's a cash cow. She's got a lot of people depending on her making all that money. She's got
perfume lines and shit.
Sadly, when this happens, people don't seem to have the best interest of the
she is mentally
ill. Health.
Okay, let's wrap it up.
I'm talking.
Oh, sorry.
I'm finished. So rude.
I thought you were done.
No, it was in the middle of a sentence.
Oh, finish it then.
This is what you do to me daily. Oh. And we're recording a podcast. I like to
keep things going.
Do you?
Yeah.
Except when we're talking about like dongs and scooping.
Yeah, that's true. I'm more interested in that. All right. Excellent job all the way around. Kate, I'll let you finish next time. For Kate McManus, for Ed Daly, I'm Brian Bechter. This has been episode 268 of the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. We will see you next week.
Goodbye.
Broadcasting weekly, that's what we do. With Easy Ed Daly and a man Jay Stew and Brian Bechner, quick to dissect the week in sports and culture and whatever. Plus, you know there's Kate with a C, but she's known as Fancy Pop to you and me. Talking loud, comments, conundrums, my brothers. Reviewing some movies and shows and others. Top podcast, man, no one is above us. 5-star, even the haters will love us. And we're not trying to talk politics a lot. We'd much rather talk about dicks a lot. Shit's so hot, man, you know the shit's on top. Top podcast, man, it really hits the spot. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the Lifestyle's Baller. And you know the show is so flawless. TBLS, the Lifestyle's Baller. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the Lifestyle's Baller. And you know the show is for all us. TBLS, the Lifestyle's Baller.